From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. France hosting an international conference to promote a two-state solution for peace in the Middle East. Delegates from more than 70 countries are attending the Paris meeting to state their opposition to Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories, including East Jerusalem. Neither Israeli nor Palestinian representatives are attending the meeting, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Paris meeting is futile and rigged. He said the conference is among the last spasms of yesterday's world. Tomorrow will look different, and tomorrow is very close. Last month, the United States took the historic step of abstaining from a vote in the UN Security Council condemning Israel for its settlements in Palestinian territory. Days before the U.S. holiday honoring civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., President-elect Donald Trump has attacked Congressman John Lewis on Twitter after Lewis, a civil rights legend in his own right, said he does not consider Mr. Trump a legitimate president due to what he believes were Russia's attempts to help candidate Trump win the presidency. In a couple of tweets, Mr. Trump said instead of criticizing him, the lawmaker should concentrate on serving his constituents. Leading up to the president-elect's inauguration, demonstrations against several campaign promises have already begun in Washington.
You may switch presidents, but we just gonna switch legs and keep on marching. We won't back down.
The Reverend Al Sharpton, who led one particular march, there were also rallies supporting immigrant and minority rights. This is VOA News. Officials in Afghanistan say that at least 7 civilians were killed and 2 wounded when their vehicle hit a roadside bomb in Nangarhar province, which shares a border with Pakistan. The violence happened just hours before Islamic State militants in the same region abducted 13 seminary teachers. It was not immediately clear who planted the bomb in a region where the Taliban actively conducts insurgent activities. Gambia's president-elect Adama Barrow has met in Mali with world leaders trying to arrange a peaceful outcome of the country's leadership crisis. Barrow was officially declared the winner of last month's election by a slim margin. Yahya Jammeh, who has been in power in Gambia since a coup in 1994, originally accepted defeat but then reversed himself and filed suit to challenge the results, citing voting irregularities. The Economic Community of West African States intends to seek the formal approval of the UN Security Council to deploy troops there if Jammeh refuses to step down as scheduled this week. Syrian rebel negotiators have announced their support for Russia-Turkey brokered talks aimed at finding a political solution to the 6-year-long civil war in Syria. But they say a planned meeting later this month should be seen only as a first step towards the resumption of the long-stalled UN-backed Geneva peace process. The Syrian opposition's High Negotiations Committee, which has been shut out of the Russia-Turkey talks, said it backs a military delegation to attend the talks. The president of the Philippines is threatening martial law for his country. Speaking to members of the Chamber of Commerce, Rodrigo Duterte said if the war on drugs descends into something really, really very virulent, then he would declare martial law. No one would be able to stop me, he said. He also said the aim of such a move would be to preserve the Filipino people and the youth of his land. The controversial president has pledged to wipe out illegal drugs. In the first 6 months of his drug crackdown, nearly 6,000 people have been killed by police and vigilante squads, drawing criticism from human rights groups, the United Nations, and U.S. President Barack Obama. The private space exploration company SpaceX has conducted its first successful launch since the explosion of a rocket on the launch pad in September. SpaceX sent a rocket into space Saturday from Vandenberg Air Force Base, California, and landed the first stage mechanism successfully on a barge in the Pacific. Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus announced Saturday the greatest show on earth will close forever in May after 146 years. Company executives cited high operating costs and declining ticket sales, and the American Circus retired its elephants. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.